Intro, calm, engaging welcome. In this lesson we'll design an SPY Foghorn base in Ableton Live 12 for deep jungle atmosphere. This is a beginner-friendly build using only Ableton stock devices. We'll create a two-layer instrument rack, a mono sub for weight and a wave-eatable foghorn for the harmonic body and pitch sweeps, then give it movement, routing, sidechain, and reverb, so it breathes under your drums without killing the kick punch. Lesson overview, quick roadmap. We'll make an instrument rack with a sub chain using operator and a foghorn chain using wave-eatable. We'll add a pitch sweep, saturation, eq, corpus for resonances, sidechain compression to the kick, and a deep verb return that's high pass to avoid mod. We'll map four macros, cutoff, sweep amount, drive, width, and finish with a short MIDI pattern and a mini practice exercise. Preparation, open a new live set. Create a MIDI track and rename it Foghorn Bass. Load an instrument rack into that track. Keep the phrase SPY Foghorn Bass in Ableton Live 12 for deep jungle atmosphere in mind as your tonal target while following these steps. A. Create the two chains. Sub right click in the rack chain area and create chain. Rename it sub. Drag operator into the sub chain. Set operator to a single, pure sine oscillator. No FM or extra operators. Keep coarse and fine-tune to 0. In the global section, set voices to 1, mode to mono, legato on, and set glide between about 40 and 120 milliseconds. Adjust by ear. Add an EQ8 after operator. High pass around 18 Hz to remove an audible rumble and optionally a small boost around 50 to 80 Hz with a Q around 0.7. If you want absolute solidity, place a utility after the EQ and set width to 0. The sub stays mono. A. Create the two chains. Foghorn, create another chain. Call it Foghorn and drop wave-eatable there. For oscillator 1, choose a saw or pulse saw and add 2 to 4 unison voices with a very small detune, 5 to 15 cents. Add a second oscillator blended in. Another saw tuned an octave lower or a band-limited saw detuned slightly for a re-smear. Use a low-pass 24 dB or a band reject filter with moderate resonance to shape foggy formants. Keep global voices around 2 to 4 and use mono or poly with glide enabled. Mono with legato will give classic sliding foghorn behavior. Match the glide setting to your sub so both layers slide together. B. Add the pitch sweep inside wave-eatable. Use an envelope routed to oscillator pitch. Eden V1 to oscillator pitch in the matrix. For a classic foghorn drop, set the envelope so the pitch falls. The initial pitch will be higher and decay downward. Try modulation amounts between minus 12 and minus 24 semitones to start, and tune by ear. Set envelope attack very short. Decay between 400 and 1200 milliseconds. Sustain at 0 and a short release. Alternatively, for MIDI control, keep both instruments in mono slash legato and draw overlapping notes in the MIDI clip to create legato glide. C. Shape tone and movement after the instrument rack. Add a saturator with 2 to 6 dB of drive using analog clip or soft sign to add harmonics. Follow with an EQ8. Tame any harshness around 1 to 4K HE. Boost 200 to 400 HE slightly for foggy mid-body and cut unwanted sizzle between 3 and 6K HE. Optionally, add an auto filter with a very slow LFO, 0.1 to 0.5 Hz, modulating cutoff slightly to create breathing movement. Map macros now. Macro 1 controls the foghorn filter cutoff. Macro 2 controls pitch sweep amount. Macro 3 maps to saturator drive, and macro 4 controls width or unison detune on the foghorn chain. Name them cutoff, sweep, drive, and width so they're easy to recall. D. Add body and resonances with corpus. Insert corpus after the wave-eatable chain or on the chain insert slot. Select membrane or room mode and dial corpus frequency into the range where it emphasizes a foghorn formant. Roughly 120 to 400 Hz. Keep the corpus wet mix low, around 10 to 20%, so it reinforces the character without making it ring. E. Sidechain and glue with drums. Add a compressor after the instrument rack and enable sidechain. Choose your kick track as the input. Set ratio around 4 to 1. Attack very fast, about half a millisecond. Release between 100 and 200 milliseconds, and adjust threshold so the bass ducks under the kick. This keeps the kick punch while the foghorn breathes. F. Reverb and atmosphere. Create a return track and name it Deep Verb. Load hybrid reverb or reverb. Set pre-delay 10 to 40 milliseconds, size large, decay 4 to 8 seconds, and increase damping to reduce high sizzle. Very important. Place an EQ8 after the reverb and high pass the return steeply at about 200 to 400 Hz so the reverb tail doesn't muddy the sub. Send the foghorn bass to deep verb at a low level to start, around minus 12 dB, and automate or raise it on fills for dramatic atmosphere. For added movement, you can put an auto filter on the return with a slow LFO modulating cutoff. G. Bouncing with drums. Level the foghorn chain so it supports the drums without masking snare transients. Use transient shaping on the drums if you need more presence rather than on the bass. If the mid-range foghorn fights the drums, insert multiband dynamics and compress the mid-band harder than the sub-band. Make sure both sub and foghorn glide times match. If they don't, either sync the glide values or use overlapping legato MIDI notes to keep them in tune while sliding. H. MIDI pattern suggestion. Create a short 2-bar MIDI clip. For the sub layer, use long sustained notes on the root, C1, with occasional octave jumps. For the foghorn layer, fire a half bar to 1-bar note with the pitch sweep on the downbeat of the first and third measures. Overlap the next note slightly to trigger legato glide. Add small variations, short stabs with faster pitch envelopes, to keep a jungle vibe. Common mistakes and quick fixes. Watch out for these pitfalls. Don't send raw sub to reverb. Always high pass the reverb or the send pre-EQ. Keep the sub mono. Don't use unison on the sub oscillator. Avoid over deep pitch sweeps. Start conservative between 6 and 24 semitones. Match glide across layers or the notes will slide out of sync. And when using saturation, trim levels so you don't clip. Check with spectrum and a level meter. Pro tips: map a single macro to both filter cutoff and reverb send so opening the filter can push the sound back with more reverb. Use a bit of chorus or detune only on the foghorn chain to thicken the smear, not on the sub. Automate sweep depth for builds and increase dissonance briefly. A tritone or a fifth detune can add character. If CPU becomes heavy, freeze and flatten or resample to audio. Mini practice exercise: build the patch following steps. A through F. Set the project to 170-175 BPM and create a 4-bar loop. Bar 1, root long note with medium downward pitch sweep. Bar 2, root long note with no sweep. Bar 3, root long with a short, faster sweep. Have the envelope decay. Bar 4, two overlapping notes creating a glide from root to a minor 7th above. Add an amen or similar jungle break, sidechain the bass to the kick, and adjust the reverb send so the foghorn sits behind the drums. Recap: you've built an SPY foghorn bass in Ableton Live 12 using operator for a tight mono sub and wavy-dable for the harmonic foghorn body, routed a pitch envelope and glide for sweep, added saturator, corpus, and EQ for character, and used sidechain compression and a high-passed reverb return to place the sound in a deep jungle mix. Use the macro controls and the mini exercise to explore sweep depth, filter, drive, and send levels until the foghorn breathes under your drums without stealing their punch. Final coaching tip: treat the foghorn like a lead. Automate its movement, width, and reverb like a vocal. Small, intentional tweaks across the arrangement, pre-delay, send level, sweep amount, will give you the most musical results. Save versions of your rack as you go so you can roll back and refine quickly. Closing: that's it. Build it, experiment with the macros, and refer back to SBY tracks for balance and placement. Good luck, and enjoy creating that deep jungle atmosphere.